And I know you guys can too. You guys and ladies can too. You can feel it. Welcome to Hagmann. It is the second day of April 2025. And of course, a Wednesday with me right out of the gate. Let's get started. Austin Brower, teamhealthmasters.com. By the way, okay, go there and use the promo code at checkout. HR stands for Hagmann Report, and the number 5, 4 or 5% off on select products. But we have a lot of things to get into. Yeah, one more thing. I'm not going to be able to make it to Wisconsin as much as I really want to go. But Ted Brower is going to be a presenter at Wisconsin. And that's going to be this Friday and Saturday. Okay, that's April 4 and 5. Now, it's my understanding that there's probably, I don't know, maybe 30 some tickets left. And this is going to be a closed door, intimate setting where you're going to be able to, I love these conferences. I really do. Wisconsin Christian News, they really do it well. And of course, Canadian pastor Archer Pulaski is going to be there. Just for him to go there, it took to be able to go there, approval from the fascist Canadian government. It just blows my mind. And then you can see on your screen the litany of hosts or presenters. I'll tell you what, God bless Dave Dobenmeyer and his wife. All of them are great, but what great people. My heart really is with Coach Dave. And again, all of the presenters, but I just want to tip my hat to Coach Dave because you know what? He's a spark plug and he really lights things on fire. I love the guy. And again, not to select one out of the presenters, but we have a pretty close personal friendship, and I think he's a great guy. But again, any one of those speakers would be worth the price of admission. Ted Brower, I gotta hear what he's going to present. That's going to be fabulous. So that's that. So please act ASAP. And you know what? If you can't go, maybe sponsor somebody who can. Okay. And I know, look, it's a hassle sometimes, but I guarantee you, you're going to leave there better than, with much better everything than when you arrived. I can promise you that. And okay, so go to Wisconsin Christian News, or I'm sorry, if you go to Coach Dave Live, you can get the tickets there. It's very simple, and it's very inexpensive too compared to some of the conference prices. But again, if you can't go yourself, sponsor someone, perhaps, or simply donate to Wisconsin Christian News. Rob Pugh, the editor, founder, he's out there busting his tail in his, 2002 Dodge Caravan, taking papers all across the state, but sending them as well throughout the world. So God bless that man. All right. Austin Brower, teamhealthmasters.com. Come on. Let's talk about stuff.
My friend. Great to be on the show as always. It's always a pleasure. And yeah, Ted will be there this weekend. I know he's got an early slot, so you already know as well as I do. We're used to early morning shows. He's going to be pretty amped up. I don't know how much purple sticks he's going to take, but I might have to cut him off. He might try to take too many, so I'm going to be like, come on, dude. Don't scare everybody.
It's my belief a lot of thought went into the slots, the presentation slots, and knowing that he did an early show, I'm pretty convinced that Rob, I think Rob scheduled this. I'm pretty convinced that he took that into account and kind of try to keep you in that time lane or keep Ted in that time lane. So I just can't wait to hear what he's going to say, as well as the other speakers as well. So Anyway.
It'll be interesting. There's no question about it, especially with him in the morning.
Man, we wake up, right? Do we lose you? It looks like he's frozen in time, frozen in space. All right, let's do our best to reconnect. So hour one, I'm going to spend it with Austin Brewer. We're going to be talking about current events, issues, tariffs at the outset, and some other things, news items. We going back, or I just heard something? All right, there we go. Yep. Is he frozen up again? No, there we go. All right. Austin Brewer, are you there? All right. So I'll just kind of do the dance until we have a connection. Eric the Tech, just yell in my ear when... Okay. All right. Just let me know. And we'll make sure he's on for an hour. But a number of things happened today. There is an issue. I didn't send you the show prep for the second hour. Oh, my goodness. did you wonder where it was?
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can. We can.
There we go.
We can even see it now.
Business. I've got Florida internet, so you got to forgive me. There's probably a meth head trying to steal my copper outside. I don't have to shoot him, so I'm going to stay on the show. I'll let the sheriff's department handle it.
I don't know.
It's a Wednesday. No, I don't want to shoot anybody on a Wednesday, man. It's just going to ruin the rest of my 2 days of work week.
I've seen you shoot, so I'll tell you what. I wouldn't want to be between you and the gun, or between the gun and at the other end of the gun. I'm telling you right now. Austin Brewer is a great shooter. So, all right. So let's talk.
I think the first things everybody's talking about, is what's just really going to be happening over the next couple of days, a couple of weeks with these tariffs, this economic independence that, quite frankly, we really needed. I think you and I both, we were talking about before the show. I think everybody's kind of shocked on how screwed we've been getting on these imports. And I think now we're starting to realize that this is something that needed to be done a long time ago. Is it going to be a bumpy road? We're probably going to drop into a recession. Is the market going to go a little squirrely for a bit? Highly likely. But at some point, it's kind of like the question, when are you going to get off this train? When you're going to stop? When are you going to do something about it and change course? And I think that's kind of the point that we're getting at now. For decades, the country's pretty much been looted and pillaged by every other country. And they hit us with these massive, massive, massive tariffs. And we pretty much just absorb everything on our end, And I think it's time this changes now and we bring more stuff back to the United States, which is really the overall goal with this, is negotiation standpoints with it.
One thing I do know is heavily involved in the tariff structuring is Peter Navarro. And I put a lot of trust in him. I met him once, had a brief conversation with him. And by brief, I mean, it was just an introductory kind of thing. But, when I saw the charts and then the reaction, especially by the people on the left, everything is going to go up. Folks, did you read those numbers? Okay. Of what we as consumers ultimately at the very end or actually our nation has been paying for or paying in tariffs for goods manufactured in other countries when we could be doing that stuff here. So, in my view, more than equitable tariffs, but I think you're right. The initial reaction is going to be one of like a gut punch, psychological gut punch. And it's going to smooth out, I think.
I was looking at the numbers. They're talking about, some of the more European vehicles, they may take a hit. That's probably one of the biggest markets you're going to see priced in the United States are going to go up, like Mercedes, Audi, those sort of vehicles. They're talking about 25% import tariff on that. So we'll see how that plays out and how those manufacturers handle it. Some of this other stuff, you know, it's the tariffs have been so high. Now this brings a lot of negotiation to the table of kind of like, okay, what do you guys want to do? What are we going to do? How are we going to handle this? And again, it's going to incentivize a lot of these big companies, because that's been the problem from the beginning, isn't it? It was so cheap to basically sub out to other countries to manufacture and move the manufacturing jobs from the United States to China, Cambodia, Vietnam, all these other countries. Then now suddenly it's like, now it's not that lucrative anymore with this. And that's kind of what should have been happening years ago. So we have stuff in America made by Americans on American soil. That was a mantra that pretty much everybody stood by, at least that I always saw and read about, for, you know, hundreds of years. And, you know, then it all of a sudden started changing. And so I think it's time we kind of get back to that again, Doug, in all honesty. It's going to bite a little bit, though.
Well, you know, perhaps. It's going to – we're going to have that initial kind of a shock, I suppose, at least with places like China, Taiwan, Vietnam, Canada to a certain extent. And one thing that was said today by President Trump was, you know, we have to worry about our enemies, but in this case, it's our friends – friendly countries who are really taking advantage of us. And isn't that pretty much your experience in life? You know, a lot of times you end up getting stabbed by your friends or people you think they're your friends. Go ahead, sir.
And they're taking advantage of us. And I mean, you know, and I already looked at a lot of the numbers, because we do get some raws and some really high quality stuff that we have done that comes out of Switzerland and stuff like that. And I try to get, there's a lot of good quality raws in Europe, because the fact is they don't use glyphosate on everything. And I've kind of factored in some of the prices, because I've been looking at some of the percentages that some of that stuff may change. But it's feasible. It's doable. It's not going to change the world. I mean, like I said, some stuff may go up slightly, but it's not going to be like, oh my gosh, I can't afford magnesium brain food anymore, you know, because it's tripled in price. It's not going to be like that. You know, if something goes up 5 or 10%, the biggest thing about this is the part that we got to hold the politicians' feet to the fire, is they get some bills in place that we essentially start dissolving and reducing and completely dissolving IRS at some point and reducing the income tax structure, because that's what a lot of this is all about. As well, is putting the burden off the income revenue on other countries instead of the United States having to pay these exorbitant taxes. I mean, when you start getting into 30, 35, 40% tax rate, you see some of this stuff, it starts becoming very, very counterproductive to be able to try to save any kind of money. You got Social Security, you got Medicaid. If you're basically a small business, that you're matching those on your employees as well through payroll. And at the end of the day, you're like, golly, you know, we're making a couple dollars, but everything's going right back out again. And then at the end of the year, and you're paying quarterlies. And it's like, okay, well, this is what you made. This is what you keep. And just sitting there, they take a chunk of it. And they're like, okay, and here's a couple marbles. And you're like, God, I'm sure doing a lot of work for not a lot. And that's really the point that a lot of this needs to come down to, is the entire IRS structure needs to be reduced. And this needs to be foot on all these companies and these countries that essentially are bringing this stuff in. And they can eat some of this now. It's time for the American population to really bounce back and really bring a strong middle class back again, instead of this massive gap we have with simply low income and ultra high income, which is what the globalists have been trying to do for years now. This is another reason why it's so important to maintain your mental clarity, your mental health, your physical health, so you can see a lot of this stuff and make certain decisions, whether it be in the markets, whether it be, you know, in certain businesses. Make sure you're staying strong, alive, healthy, and fit and alert, because one of the biggest things that I've seen the government and a lot of these companies and organizations and globalist clowns is they love to keep everybody dumbed down and distracted. This whole thing we've watched now with, you know, now the liberals are burning Tesla buildings and the conservatives are all in love with electric vehicles. This whole thing has been complete and total media-induced fear fodder, and it's always how they work. They get both sides to play each other. We saw the same thing when they started funding and promoting and encouraging Antifa and BLM. The conservatives are unbelievably mad, because we do anything, we go to prison. These guys are firebombing police stations, and they get made bail. They make bail. They're literally making bail by the doggone local cities and these NGOs and stuff that are paid money to go out there. And so it was like this, again, this two-tiered system. And, again, you got to watch what the media is doing because they love sleight of hand. They love manipulation. They love to get you to focus on one thing while they're doing another. And that's why it's really important to keep your eyes open, don't make knee-jerk reactions, and keep your mental acuity and mind very strong. And that's why we recommend a lot of these supplements to keep your body and mind strong. And you'll be a lot more successful, especially when you become disciplined in multiple areas of your life.
I'm going to tell you something. That, to me, is one of the most important things. I don't like to be hoodwinked by anyone. And,
no.
You know, I don't like to be I don't like to miss something, miss a piece of evidence, or when I'm looking at a case, or if I'm reading a book or a document, I don't like to misconstrue the meaning or whatever. But I'm going to tell you something. I had really kind of almost like ADHD for a period of time after some really rough bumps in my personal road. Okay. So that's when I started taking that magnesium brain food. And I can tell a dramatic difference. And my wife started taking it shortly thereafter. And she said, "My gosh, am I developing dementia, you know, at my age?" And I said, "No, you just, you know, lack clarity and focus." I said, "Here, start taking this." And she raves about it. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. Whatever's in that, it works. And if you are on, I don't know, something like Adderall or whatever those drugs might be, you better consider this, because I'm going to tell you something. This makes a huge difference organically. That's my sales pitch. And I want to thank you for really having that, and also clean supplements. Oh,
yeah. Well, you know it's going to be clean if it's from us. I mean, and that's the reason why the magnesium brain food, it works so well, is because it's got the patented magnesium threonate. We talked about it on the show before, so I'm not going to go into crazy detail with it. But magnesium threonate was patented in 2010, and they found it has a massive ability to enhance working memory, short and long-term memory, and also learning. And it can also prevent the brain from shrinking. When people's brains start shrinking with age more than others, whether they start having health issues, Adderall and amphetamines can also shrink the brain. It now believed that increasing synapses and their density actually prevents cognitive decline and prevents brain shrinkage, and magnesium threonate actually helps prevent that. Described as a patented compound with the ability to enhance working memory, short and long-term memory, and learning in animal studies, magnesium threonate was developed by scientists, and they looked at it as an ability to absorb magnesium rapidly into the brain, where it structurally reversed specific aspects of brain aging by increasing the number of functional presynaptic release sites, which has reduced their ability prohibitively. So what happens is, it allows the brain to actually function better, to fire better, the neurons and synapses to all connect better. It allows the brain to essentially almost stop shrinking. So that's why it works so well, because magnesium's already needed for over 300 biochemical reactions in the body. The problem is it's very hard to get magnesium into the brain. And so when it gets into the brain, it has an enormous amount of positive impacts and influence on the brain. That's one of the reasons why people that take it report better mood, better clarity. So a lot of times less depression, more focus. And if you really want to stack it, you can take it with the magnesium or the attention factor that I love on a regular basis. That's almost like a natural Adderall with L-theacrine in it. You stack those two together, it's a heck of a compound that'll get you rolling fast. I mean, it'll get you moving like a freight train. And so, again, like you said, nobody likes to get bamboozled. I mean, yeah. Nobody ever just walks around like, you know what, I just got completely screwed on this deal.
Yeah.
Good for me. I'm happy that happened. Nobody likes that. When nobody does. That's when you're right. Actually trying to do business, or you're trying to do the best you can for your family or your country or whatever you're doing, you got to be alert and attentive. And that's why we started putting these really good neurotropic supplements together, like the attention factor and the magnesium brain food, because it wasn't just about building muscle and staying strong. That's super key. That's a staple, though. That's not even negotiable. That's just something that needs to be a standard. The next thing is really getting the brain to get that top-tier functioning. And over the last 15 to 20 years, of different types of technology and pads, we found certain ingredients work really, really well for the brain. And the more the research comes out, the better they get. Hence why we started putting together these high quality supplements together to really give the best results, Doug. And that's why people come back and get them, because they work.
Because they work. And
yes.
I found, and I'm springing this on you. Folks, we don't rehearse these shows. I'm going to spring this on you. Okay, it's a 54-second video. I just sent Eric the Tech this. You know, ever since really COVID, the scamdemic, ever since then, I've been paying attention, really close attention to different things and how the government, NIAID lied to us. All these, I mean, everyone has been lying to us. Okay. So, and folks who are listening and watching this right now, I'm sure you have children or grandchildren, nieces or nephews. Okay. When I saw this, I had to do some deep dive into this and come to find out this is true. What you're about to see is true. But I want to show this to Austin Brower. I don't know if he's seen this or not, but this is what makes me appreciate Health Masters, because I know what I'm getting. Do you mind if I pop this on you? This is about...
Yeah, send it, man. Like I said, there's not much you can do to surprise me. We don't rehearse anything, but go ahead and send it, bro.
Yeah, we're going to play this. The toxic ingredients in your children's vitamins.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Send it.
Yeah, well, we're going to play it so everyone can see this. But when I saw this, it didn't really surprise me. It concerned me, because I know, look, I've got friends who, well, why should I pay $18 when I can pay $6 for, you get what you pay for. Okay. But I want your take on this, and folks, please pay attention to this, especially if you have young ones or you, again, nieces, nephews, grandkids, kids, whatever, 54 seconds. And this is, to me, was astounding. And then maybe you can decipher some of the medical terminology behind this. Eric the Tech, when you're ready, go ahead and let's run this.
The common form of B12 in the world is entirely synthetic. We make it from hydrogen cyanide. It's called cyanocobalamin. It's a cyanide-based B12. I mean, it's hard to believe that we're allowed to make vitamins out of hydrogen cyanide in this country, but we are. Flintstone vitamins have cyanocobalamin.
So do Airborne.
So do Celsius energy drinks. Emergency has cyanocobalamin, cyanide-based B12. So when you put this form of B12 into the body, it drops off the cobalt metal, the cobalamin, right, which is B12 is a metal, a light metal. It drops off the metal into the cell, and then you're left with a floating cyanide molecule. Now, the body doesn't recognize that. So in order for cyanide to leave the system, it binds to oxygen and other light metals and takes them out of the system. It's a thief.
Thoughts?
He's spot on with that. This is why I don't touch cyanide cobalamin. I don't have one single product in my lineup that has cyanide cobalamin. Everything has methylated cobalamin, which is the methylated formula, which is the only way you're supposed to take in B12. Because what he didn't get into right here, this is probably a short clip, is a lot of people don't even have the enzymes needed to convert that proper B12 actually absorb it. They only get about 20 to 30% of the actual B12 when it cleaves off that cyanide molecule. And so you have a toxicity effect from the cyanide cobalamin. And on top of that, you have a limited uptake effect from the B12. So you end up with a product that really is just doing toxicity to you, but yet it's got B12. And yes, you can show higher B12 levels in the bloodstream, but there's a reason why a lot of times people have to go on B12 injections, which are completely unnecessary. They're almost all cyanide cobalamin. I've never found an ampule or a vial that's methylated B12 in liquid form. There's some out there, but I've never found it that's actually sent out, how should I say, to customers or clients, unless it's like a compounding pharmacy that's making specifically just that. It's almost always cyanide cobalamin. The problem with that is the body doesn't actually pull a lot of the B12 into the system. So they're constantly having to take more injections to keep their B12 levels up in their bloodstream on their blood work. I can tell you from personal blood work, I've just taken the Ultimate Multiple Powder, not even the sublingual B12 that we have. And my B12 levels are usually off the chart if I take B12 or the Ultimate Multiple Powder before blood work the night before or the same morning. The reason why is because it almost gets immediately in the body, because it doesn't have to convert it. It's already methylated. It's already there. It's like giving the raw ingredients right to your body. The body already puts it right in the oven. And it's baked and done. It doesn't go through the process of breaking it down, trying to cook it, trying to break it apart, trying to absorb it, and then try to see what it has a little bit left over. And so he's spot on with that. That's why the ultimate multiple chewable that we have, it's got the B12 in it, the methylcobalamin B12. We made a specific children's formula chewable with our ultimate multiple. And so, he's right on with that, man. And the thing about it, it's crazy about it is hardly anybody talks about that. Everybody just throws it in there and it goes, oh, B12's in it, B12. That's why even with the purple sticks, you can read right on the back side of it with the B12 that we have in there, it's methylcobalamin. 1,000 micrograms of B12 in there, because I won't touch anything unless it's methylated with all my B vitamins, because I know how important it is. And that's pretty much a staple. If you're looking at a supplement, you're like, maybe it's decent, maybe it's not, comparing it, just see what kind of B12 is in it. That's the first staple to look at. If it has cyanide cobalamin, it starts with a C as B12, or they don't list it, what kind of B12 it is, it just says B12, 99% of the time, the rest of the ingredients are heavily compromised and they're not high quality. Because if that's the one thing that's so important that they cheap out on, you know they're going to cheap out on everything else in that formula. That's my stance on it and a lot of other people's stance that have helped me as far as all stuff.
There was a time, and it was really before our relationship, when I would go into the doctor. It was after I had what they call a heart event, okay? You know, heart attack without much damage. And I was actually, it's funny because I was testifying in court. I got sworn in, and next thing I know, I'm looking at the lights of an ambulance. You know, I don't remember anything. But it was around that time, it was after that, I was getting shots of B12 on a monthly basis because I was like fatigued and it wasn't helping. Right. And my doctor says, maybe it's your, so go back in for more heart tests, you know, and I was a younger man back then. Let me tell you something. When I stopped those shots, and I didn't realize Celsius water had this stuff in it too. Yeah. I buy that by the case, and well, not by the case, but I mean, just about, I guess. And, When I saw this, I should add this, that made me feel weird. Okay, not weird like hyper, but weird like I'm just not feeling all that great.
Yeah, you feel almost off.
Yeah, very much. So when you switch to, and folks, you might think this is an infomercial. I don't care, but you know what? When you don't feel good, when you're out there, your bottom is dragging. Your quality of life sucks, man. And you don't want to do a damn thing. So this is my PSA to everyone out there. If you're going to select one company to deal with, make it Team Health Masters. And if you have to just say, I'm just going to get one product, then get the ultimate multiple. But if you can do it, magnesium brain food, the focus, the...
Attention factor. Yep.
Thank you. Attention factor. Thank you. I can't focus now. See, I didn't take it actually today. But nonetheless, at teamhealthmasters.com, HR5, there's no better time to purchase than right now. Okay. I'm going to turn it back. I just wanted you to see that. And I wanted parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles to see that because, man, you know, you're giving toxins to your kids.
If you're a parent, if you're a parent and you're still giving your kids Flintstone vitamins, you're either A, you don't care, or B, you're living under a rock and you just are not paying attention, which kind of falls into the same category as don't care. And I think most parents fall into the latter. They just don't know any better and they're just not educated enough on the topic. But, you know, we're in 2025 now. Nobody has the luxury of playing the I didn't know any better game. You know, we could do that in the 90s. Really didn't know any better. There's no internet. You know, the cell phones are garbage. Everything's, you know, trying to pull in books and papers, and there's nothing really there. Okay, got it. But now when everybody's got a doggone, you know, tracking device from Apple in their pocket or their bag or their truck or their car or on their laptop, you can literally, with the flick of a finger, look up just about any topic on any vitamin at any point in time. And you're going to sit there and be like, well, I don't know. I didn't know any better. They're not good for my kids. Dude, your kids are some of the most valuable prized possessions you have in your life. If you're going to do anything for anybody, do something for them. You know, and I've laughed about this. And don't get mad at me, pet owners. Probably get letters on this. Because I have dog. Love dogs. I've seen people that go out and buy their dogs the most like high-end soft dog food, ultra low processed, top tier protein, clean quality, which I'm okay with. I got it. Some of the dogs are expensive. They need good food, but they'll go buy that. And then they'll stop at McDonald's on the way home or stop at Walmart and get Flintstone vitamins for themselves. But yet they're giving their dog this like grade A top tier food every day for dinner. And they're eating literally food that's not even as good as dog food on their table at home and feeding it to their kids. And I've never grasped that concept in my life. And I've watched that happen multiple times. And I'm sitting there kind of looking, I'm analyzing, and I'm like, you guys know you might just be better off eating the food you buy for your dog. I'm just kidding. No, don't do that.
You know, and I'll say this. No, you're exactly right. And I love my dogs. Lady the Studio Dog, she's my baby.
Yeah.
You know, so I do not feed them garbage, okay?
No, I don't feed my garbage either. I take care of mine. He gets good food.
Right.
Less health problems, longer life. I got it. But if you're going to do that for your dog, do it for yourself as well, guys.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Recently, I don't know what prompted me to do this. I've become interested in cooking my own food. I mean, cooking, not going out to restaurants. Period. So I found, actually, ladies, I found that I can actually make some. I'm actually a pretty good cook. I mean, you know, roasted chicken. I've made quiches and souffles, and I'll tell you what, I surprised myself. But I know what's in those, and I think that I think about the time. Okay, first of all, it's less expensive, and second of all, it doesn't take that much more time.
It really doesn't. So, by the time you factor. You go drive to the store. You drive to the restaurant. You get a table at the restaurant. You order the food at the restaurant. You get done with your food at the restaurant. You pay an absorbent price for the food at the restaurant. Then you drive back home. And I'm not saying don't go out to dinner, because sometimes it's nice to go on a date or go out to dinner and enjoy a good meal. I got that. But I've known people where it's like every meal they want to go out to dinner. Every night they want to go out to dinner. And then they're complaining, well, I can't afford Ultra Multiple. I don't have the $30 this month. And I'm like,
exactly.
Dude, I've watched you spend $700 on dinner for the last 5 nights. And you can't afford $30 in multiple, and you're complaining how bad you feel, try cutting some of this food out of your diet. I mean, I live off chicken and rice and green beans half the time on a normal day-to-day basis. It's cheap. It's easy to make. It keeps you unbelievably healthy. You don't get sick. Your stomach doesn't hurt. You don't get brain fog. You got good energy. Your blood sugar is perfect. It keeps you super lean. You rebuild muscle tissue faster, and you don't spend a lot of money. Right. And so it's like you got all these pleasant. Again, that's not for everybody. But that's my stance on it, is once you start cooking at home and you start prepping some meals for a couple days, you realize this isn't that difficult. It's not that hard. And you save a lot of money. You feel like, so now when I go out to eat, I can tell you, I'm very picky if I go out to eat now, because some places I'll feel like crap, man. If I go out to eat,
I know.
It's the same way.
Yeah, it's an amazing transformation. And with what is ahead for all of us, I'm going to say this. The crap is about to hit the fan. I was going through some very intense communications, bulletins and stuff from HSI. Well, from DHS, I'm sorry. And some other sources. And I'm going to tell you right now, we are in a world of trouble coming up. Okay, it's going to be a bumpy road. There's going to be some things that are going to be happening here domestically. And I think this was planned, and I'll just say this, by the liberal fascists in government, outside of government, as well as some of the private business owners and many, many useful idiots. But I'm going to stop there. I kind of hijacked the entire conversation. I'm going to kick it back to you wherever you were focused.
One thing that I think was really crazy is, you know, there was a vote in Congress this week to restrict federal judges from blocking Trump on certain topics. And that vote now has been kicked down the road because of all this garbage that was going on the last 2 days and this whole theater show that was happening. And this is something that's really interesting, because a lot of people and even congressional leaders put together, they said, why was it that, you know, all these passes, allowing people to come in and these gang members to come in and this illegal immigration to come in and all this stuff they were promoting and funding and doing all this was able to go through without any judges being involved. But suddenly Trump wants to start deporting MS-13 gang members and unbelievably violent criminals. And now suddenly these judges are all over the place saying you can't do this. And now I sent the link to Eric on here, Representative Jamie Raskin yesterday. Ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee is now demanding that President Donald Trump fly the gang members back deported from El Salvador to the United States while they wait for the appeals to sit in court and the judges to rule on them.
Boggled
my mind. So people that here illegally, gangbangers, a lot of them involved in first and second degree murder, rape, human trafficking, drug trafficking, they need to come back to the United States. They need to stay here until we get an appeals court to look at this, how the judge ruled, because it's violating their rights.
When
they're here illegally,
I'll tell you what, if that ever happens, they better drop him off. I don't know if he's married, but with his family. Okay. And him.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And let him deal with it. I'll tell you what, his mind will be changed.
That's what Ted said this morning on the show. He's like, well, they need to tell Jamie if he wants to do that. He's go ahead and Airbnb his house out for the MS-13 gang members. And they can stay there and they can eat popcorn with his kids and they can stay in the other room. And, you know, they just have a jolly old time together since he's volunteering everybody to come back. A lot of these guys, like I said, these are hardened gang members. They're unbelievably barbaric. And I've looked at some of the charges these guys had. These guys are animals. A, they don't belong in civilized society at all. B, they sure as heck don't belong coming back to the United States when they're not U.S. citizens. But again, remember, this agenda that they've been promoting the last 4 years with Biden, it was all about divide and conquer and chaos through control. They wanted to get these groups in from these other countries. Now we're talking tens of millions now is the number that they're coming out with. And they wanted to get these groups embedded in these cells all across the country to cause more and more problems, overwhelm the welfare program through cloud and pivot strategy, and then turn around and have everything start collapsing within. And Trump's going, no, I really don't care what these federal judges said. We're not bringing these guys back. They're still getting deported. And the only thing that may come about, we talked about this on the last show, is they may be trying to set him up for some type of contempt. And not listen to these judges or trying to get these judges to be able to override stuff. This is very strange because none of this even makes sense from a stupid level. Like, why would you demand MS-13 members get brought back to the United States while they're talking about the appeals in court? They weren't here illegally. They weren't here legally. They're not U.S. citizens. This doesn't make sense. I mean, you see the same thing on that?
Oh. You know, again... no one said a word when they were flying really tens of thousands. That number is an accurate number, an approximation that is, but nonetheless an accurate approximation into the U.S. And
right.
They got VIP treatment. No one said a word. This was a slap in the face to every American and obviously a constitutional no-no. Now you send them back. And everyone, well, the left, they're bitching, but they're bitching too loudly. And they're also, to me, they're giving away a lot of their strategy. They're correct. Exposing some things that maybe, you know, that's going to come back and bite them in the backside. Julie Kelly, I just love her work. She has a recent Substack about Jeb Boasberg's selective sympathies. It's declassified with Julie Kelly on Substack. And you can read pretty much what we're talking about from an individual and different perspective. But the bottom line here is these judicial tyrants in black robes, they want to see us dead. They want to see us imprisoned. And they're being heavily, heavily funded by these globalist psychopaths. Go ahead, sir.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, then Chuck Schumer joked about it, bragged about it, that they got, you know, these 250 plus, whatever the number was, 240, 250 federal judges now in place and appointed through the Biden administration for this specific reason. The main purpose of why they did this is they wanted to get these guys in place so they could hamstring anything that Trump did with these executive orders, even if it meant violating the Constitution, even if it meant death to American citizens. It didn't matter. This is the goal from communists, and this is what they want to push. And so that's why it's so important to really understand who we're voting for, who we're looking at, and hold their feet to the fire. Because these are, like I said, they're playing their card too tight now, as far as too open. Everybody's seeing their cards. They're watching what they're doing, and everybody's going, this doesn't even some of the Democrats are like, this doesn't make sense. Like, yeah, you guys are now just arguing to argue. You're trying to come about conflict just to find something to fight about, when in reality, you're not even listening to what you're arguing about. You guys are sounding like straight communists that hate America. And my opinion, well,
they are. And you know what bothers me, too, a lot? And this is really on a federal level, but also on a state and folks even in your community. So here's something that bothers me that very few people are talking about. The fentanyl that has been unleashed. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, this should be a bioweapon, classified as a bioweapon, not an opiate. Okay. No. It's a synthetic form of opium, but this is a bioweapon directed at the American population by the Communist Chinese Party specifically, with the intent of killing as many people as possible. Yet, and again, here's something that's that I have a problem with. These are not overdoses. These are not accidental deaths. No. Okay, this is murder. I see throughout these communities people treating fentanyl, or police treating fentanyl deaths as, well, that's just another person who was another druggie who died, you know, at their own hand or whatever. That's not the case in many of the cases. That's not the situation. No. We have to relook at this. And we also have to relook at the fact that the numbers, when you munge the fentanyl deaths with murders, actually, with the occasional overdose on opiates, those numbers are not correct. We don't have an opiate problem in this country as described by the left. We have a bioweapon unleashed in this country that's causing murder. That's all I wanted to say about that. Go ahead, sir.
Now, this stuff is a synthetic topical opioid. It should have never been approved for actual pharmaceutical use. Quite frankly, Dilaudid does just a good effect if you're in a hospital setting. This stuff was designed exactly as you just said. I mean, when you have something that you can literally get a touch of it on your fingertips when you go to grab something, and how high the compound is, it can kill you. That's why law enforcement now, they got a double glove half the time when they're touching people and patting people down. This is not a, oh, I found an OxyContin in his pocket, he's got possession on, okay, whatever. This stuff is unbelievably dangerous. There's been cases of toddlers, little children that have found it in somebody's drawer in a minute micro amount, and suddenly they're dropped dead. Parents find them unconscious, unbreathing. This is a very serious problem. Like you said, this is a bioweapon. This isn't Sackler family rolled an OxyContin and lied to everybody. They're being sued now. This isn't that. This is something now, because China is bringing this stuff in by the boatload. There's even people that I've talked to in law enforcement that said you can order this stuff now on the black market directly from China by the kilo, and they will ship it to you. They're saying straight over. It's not even controlled or restricted. They'll package it up, they'll put it down as a food product, and they'll ship it straight over to you, and you can get it here. And I was like, are you joking me? They're like, no. People are acting like this stuff is hard to import and hard to bring in. They said China is the primary manufacturer of this. Behind it is Mexico. They said, but China is bringing this stuff in by the boatload under guises of different other products repackaged, and then it's hitting the market. And this is on a whole nother level than heroin or morphine or any of that stuff is. So you're exactly right. This is something that's a serious problem that's not going away, and it needs to get addressed, especially with China, because in my opinion, like you said, this is a bioweapon. This stuff should never be out on the market.
And what we lack and have been lacking, especially during the Biden regime, is the education, the proper education to law enforcement at all levels, again, federal, state, local, about the Well, about fentanyl and about the agenda behind it, okay, and the fact that you cannot, well, you should not treat all overdoses the same, okay? Okay, because they're not overdoses, they're poisonings. So we have to be careful with our language. When somebody dies from fentanyl, it is a poisoning. It's not an overdose. Although overdose is, I mean, again, you know, it's a messing with our language. Technically, could it be an overdose? Well, I suppose if you take enough rat poison, okay, or arsenic, yeah, it could be you overdosed on arsenic. But again, you have to go back to the MO on this. But anyway, but yeah, thanks for hearing me out on that. Continue, sir.
No, you're spot on with it, and that's why, like you said, the knowledge on it, the discussions with it, with law enforcement and family needs to be, you know, brought up on it, because it's definitely not going away. And then, you know, one other topic, I sent this article to Eric on it. This is really big health news, because some of this crazy. It says teenagers are entering adulthood carrying heart disease risk. Now, the American Heart Association reports finds for the first time. American Heart Association is showing an alarming trend in cardiovascular health among young adults aged 18 to 25. And one thing they don't bring up on here is the amount of individuals that are having cardiovascular problems still that are young teenagers, young adults that got the COVID RNA gene therapy shot that are still having heart problems now that have never gone away. You know, we were hearing about myocarditis and pericarditis and all these cardiovascular events. You've noticed now the media has steered away any of those topics. They're still there. You can still find those articles about them. You can still find other topics about them with hospitals reporting them, but they won't talk about it in the mainstream media now. They're pretending it doesn't exist because those topics got so much coverage. And it's one of the reasons why I've told a lot of people, if they got that shot, make sure you're taking like the CoQ10, the vitamin E, the N-acetylcysteine, the natokinase. We put together a spike protein survival kit on purpose for this reason, because a lot of people got the shot because they had to. I mean, they were going to get fired. They were going to terminate it. They didn't know what to do, and they got bamboozled into it. And you know, it's funny, though. I haven't talked to a single person that didn't get the shot that regrets not getting the shot. Nobody. Right. Everybody's like, yeah, that was pretty crazy. And, you know, we look at some of the going back to the exposure of the weaponization of fact-checking and what they did with everybody during COVID, everybody's got short-term memory loss because it was so traumatic. They don't want to talk about it. But these effects from these shots are going to cause ripple effects for years and years down the road, especially the younger generation. And they said now teenagers, especially because a lot of them are having higher cholesterol, they're having higher risk of obesity, they're also having more sedentary lifestyles, and they're increasingly using higher and higher doses of nicotine because the vaping industry has become so prevalent. And it was talking about how, you know, cigarettes, if you, most time people smoke a cigarette here, there, an hour, 2 hours, they take a cigarette break, and the nicotine gets out of their system. These vapes now with these young kids, it's a combination. They're sedentary, they're eating crap, they're drinking energy drinks all day long, they're not exercising, they're sitting on their phone, and they're sitting there sucking a vape for 12 hours straight, never coming off the throttle, and their body is getting flooded with so much nicotine, the vasoconstriction never stops. And so they're starting to have these cardiac events at a young age. And so I've told a lot of kids that I know that are younger, and I see them with this stuff. I said, man, you need to be really careful with that. I said, everybody, you know, didn't want to smoke cigarettes because they were bad. Now you guys are vaping, which is like 10 times worse. And I said, yeah. On top of that, you guys are getting this stuff in your system. There's no break on your cardiovascular. Your body can handle a lot of stress. It can handle toxins. You want to sit on a vape every 5 minutes and load your body up with milligrams of nicotine all day long? You're going to have cardiovascular events, especially when it's coupled with these other problems. So, again, it's sad to say, but young adults actually start to have to look at their lifestyle now because there's so many things, especially if they got that COVID shot. I've got many phone calls, Doug, multiple phone calls from friends and family that I know with younger guys and younger girls, and they've called me themselves. They go, dude, I'm having chest pains. I'm having issues with cardiovascular. I'm having blood clots. And I'm like, I'm 23. I'm like, 23? I'm 6 foot, you know, 180 pounds. I'm like, you're not fat, in good shape. It's like, I'm having all these heart problems now. And almost every time I get these calls and emails now, they got the COVID shot, and there's another combination of things they're doing. And so, the heart's a funny thing, man. You can't just shut it down and repair it. You know, like tearing a bicep tendon or a muscle or something you repair. It's got to kind of keep going. So Again, I want to bring that up because kids aren't out of the mix now with this.
Man, I am so glad you did, because more and more studies now, legitimate peer-reviewed studies are being published or coming out where they can, where they're not being censored, about the damage being done by the so-called vaccines that weren't vaccines at all.
Yeah.
And so, in fact, I captured a montage of signs from businesses, which I won't show you. I mean, just imagine at the front door, there's a handwritten sign, no entry if not vaccinated, or yeah, if you don't have proof of vaccination. They were all over the place.
They're everywhere.
You know, Americans and people in the West have short memories, which is why I get criticized for going over things in the past. Because, I mean, hey, you know, we've already heard this before. Yeah, but a lot of people have short memories. Remember what they did to us then. Remember what they did to the J6 prisoners. Remember, yes, political. You've got to keep this on the front burner. Else we're going to forget what they did to us. And we can't afford that.
Well, no, I'm just saying. You know, there's that one quote from that movie, Fury. He says, ideals are peaceful, history is violent. The history of things that have happened are usually not peaceful at all, but people always have this ideology. Well, we're going to do this. We're going to make this happen. We're going to bring these vaccines, and everybody's going to be safe, and they're going to be healthy. And you look back now, and you remember the videos of people being arrested and drug out of restaurants for not having a vaccine card. You remember people literally getting hit in the face and getting physical altercations because they wouldn't wear a mask, wouldn't wear a stinking face diaper somewhere. You remember the people getting arrested at their businesses for not shutting down because they weren't essential. They did nothing wrong or illegal. Churches, pastors being arrested for having church services outside and people being fined. History is violent. And one thing about it is people can't forget it and get so soft where we go, that wasn't a big deal, because your mind will do that to you. You'll try to de-escalate things in your mind and say, well, I was in the past. I've kind of, you know, compartmentalized that,
yep,
desensitized from it. I'm not going to remember it anymore. Then the problem with it is the next time it comes around, because history is very cyclical, it always does the same thing in a similar fashion with the same playbook. When it happens again, people have to remember the resolve and their standpoint of what they're going to be convicted on. We've got judges now that are ruling that MS-13 barbaric gang members need to be brought in the United States, along with senators and congressmen now are saying they need to be brought back in to stay here and hang out until we get appeals from judges that, by the way, never got involved when people were getting brought in, never got involved when people were getting dropped all over the country, never got involved when they were violating states' rights and bringing them on planes and dropping them off down here in Florida without any knowledge to anybody. I remember law enforcement heard about it in multiple private sectors. DeSantis was the only governors that brought it up. These planes were coming in. Migrants were getting off. They were jumping on buses. They were disappearing. And nobody figured out who the hell they were or where they came from. They run these NGO planes, and basically all these contractors are going in and saying, oh, no, we don't know anything about that. Who's that? And now we're finding out all this stinky money with these NGOs was nothing but a money laundering scheme. I looked at that article here earlier the other day, and it was talking about how Elon Musk is telling everybody, we need to start arresting a lot of these NGOs that were involved in this, because literally he said NGO and money laundering and basically going in and stealing funds are almost synonymous now in the federal government, because he says these NGOs, these non-government organizations, these subcontractors have done nothing other than funnel money and transfer it to these groups to try to fund Antifa. They were funding Black Lives Matter. They were funding the gangs coming in. They were funding the illegal invasion. They've been funding all this stuff, and everybody's going, yeah, we paid for that, by the way, with our taxpayer funds. How does that make you feel? And so it really, I think America can't forget what happened. We can't forget where we're going. And we got to remember now, we've got to stay vocal on these topics the same way everybody was during COVID and said, no, I'm not playing this game anymore. I'm not going to comply anymore. I'm not going along with your little fairy game anymore. We're not doing it. We're done. we're backing out of this. I'm taking my marbles and I'm going home. And that's what I think a lot of Americans are starting to get their resolve now, because they've been fed up. And that's the only way to do that, is to make sure you're staying healthy and strong and smart and educated on all topics. And so you know what's really happening and you see it happening before it happens, Doug.
100%. And you know, again, I get accused, and I read some of the comments in the on Rumble and such, and you know, oh, this again, you know, or you're just really dragging the point out. No, what I'm trying to do is reinforce information that you probably already know, but maybe have forgotten, or really during your mental triage of things, people have it, like you said, people have a tendency to kind of revise history through problematic memory, you know, and whether that's a, I don't know, whether that is a method of being able to like a coping mechanism, I don't know, but a lot of times people need to know, like that quote you read, you know, history. I'm not in favor of it.
It's been rough. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Everybody always has these little ideals that we're going to do this, and this is going to be Pollyanna, and it's going to work great. Somebody's going to pay for it. Somebody's probably going to die doing it, and somebody's going to have to push massive parts of their entire life and change them to make sure this happens. And it's probably going to be on a larger scale, and people are going to have to either push back or they're going to have to accept it. It's never this little idyllic setting, and that's why I'm trying to encourage people, you know, that Trump's in. I told her about when it happened. I said, don't ever sit back now on the couch and go back to your Pringles and Diet Coke. I said, set goals. Set focus factors that you want to get done. One of the most effective things you could do is write stuff down, especially when it comes to your health, your body, your mind. Write stuff down, because what happens is when you write stuff down, and I got 3 or 4 notepads in my office, they're full of stuff. I go through them sometimes. I go probably back to the teens. When you write stuff down, you got an idea, and an idea is in a vapor. It's in an area, okay? Say, I want to go visit this place one day. Well, you bring it up and you talk about it, and then the next day you forget and it never happens. What happens is you bring it up and you say, I want to go visit such and such place on vacation. It's just an analogy. Well, now you're going through your notebook the next week and you go, hey, man, I remember that. I wrote that down. The same thing goes with your weight. Same thing goes with your muscle structure. Same thing goes with your goals, your health. You look at it and go, you know what? I want to lose 20 pounds right now. Here we go. Such and such date. I'm at this and such weight. I want to be at this weight in 1 month. Well, then what happens is you go back and you look at it and you go, oh, that's right. I remember that goal. I forgot about that this week. I'm going to go back to it. And you continue to go back and you stay focused on the things that have to be done and you get them accomplished, and it massively increases your productivity. People have to start remembering that and take notes. I got a whole notepad of stuff for COVID. I mean, things that happened, things that occurred, business strategies that were happening, things that failed, things that worked. I went through it the other day and I was like, golly, that was tumultuous back then. I'm like, but hey, I'm here. We're here. We go through it. We look back. You've got to take notes. You've got to write stuff down, because your brain will fail you sometimes with memory. And you got to keep remembering stuff as the older you get. And that's what I recommend people do now with this. Write down stuff that you want to do this month, next year, and keep pushing, whether it's health, whether it's wealth, whether it's business. Because at the end of the day, if it is to be, it's up to us. And we've got to keep pushing through. We got to keep our minds as strong as we can. That's why the magnesium brain food works so good. That's why when you start setting goals and you get more motivated, you start using products like magnesium brain food, you'll be shocked on how much more you accomplish and how much more focused you are, and also how much more successful you are in every area of your life. And that's what everybody's got to get brought back to right now, Doug, because it's that time. We've got the opportunity to do it right now.
Folks, Austin Brower, teamhealthmasters.com. The link will be in the program description box at hagmanpi.com. But take advantage of the HR5 coupon code. I'm telling you right now, the products, in my view, are second to none. You're not going to find this quality of product anywhere else. You know, you've got to take care of yourself. And without your health, life sucks. I'm just telling you, okay? You know, folks, you know. So make the jump, if you haven't done so already, to Health Masters, their products. And by the way, they've got some durable goods there as well. A lot of things that, for example, distillers. And just go shopping. Just go shopping. And You'll see. And the bundles they put together, oh my goodness, how effective are they? Fantastic. Again, teamhealthmasters.com. HR5 is the coupon code. And don't forget, hey, there's just a limited number of tickets left, but please, Wisconsin Christian News, their ministry conference coming up this Friday and Saturday. Folks, if you can get to it, get to it. Ted Brewer is going to be one of the keynote speakers, and it's going to be worth its weight in coin, I'm telling you. It's going to be fabulous. I just wish I could be there. We're working on something here that deals with some pretty important stuff, and there was just bad timing on the of course, we can't control what happens in our investigations. But anyway, so Austin, we've got about five minutes or so left. Anything else you want to strike at, talk about? It's up to you.
Well, one thing that I looked at earlier, and one of the reasons why I was talking about magnesium thionate, and I'm bringing it up again, I know I'm bringing it up again, because there was another article that came up about antidepressants, and they said antidepressant use is linked to faster cognitive decline in dementia patients. So individuals that are taking these antidepressants face further cognitive decline. This also goes into people that are having depression symptoms. And what's happening now is we're starting to see the long-term effects of a lot of these drugs, including SSRIs, including benzodiazepines, the whole list goes online. And this is one of the reasons why I've told everybody, mental health is a very real thing. It's a very real problem. Some of you have some serious issues. But do your best if you can to try to take a natural approach. The drugs are never going to go anywhere. They're always going to be available. Let's be real. If you need to get a pharmaceutical drug, they're not hard to get, unfortunately. Maybe you need them, maybe you don't. But at the end of the day, exhaust the natural products that you know have been linked to helping out with proper brain function. Work on your focus. Work on your mood. Work on your positivity. Work on your positive confessions. Throw some supplements in like the brain food, the ultimate multiple powder, the 5-HTP, and the omega-3 fats. The omega-3 is like the cod liver oil. Those are crucial for mental health and cognitive functioning. The brain is almost all fat. It needs omega-3 fats on a regular basis. And the vast majority of people don't get high enough concentrations of omega-3. And so, because I'm getting a lot of emails, that's why I'm bringing this up, about people that are depressed, they're having issues with focus, they feel like their dopamine's burned out. I can tell you right now, phones are killing everybody's dopamine. They're burning the receptors out. B, the negative content that's always on the news is burning people's receptors out. That's why I try to bring more truth. I said just the negative fear porn. And so you got to start looking at these different things and what you can do to mitigate them and what you can do to add in proper nutrients to get your brain health back where it needs to be. And then in turn, getting goals. The thing about it is I've always found one of the most satisfying things every human being enjoys is when you set a goal is crossing it out. Sounds really juvenile, sounds kind of basic, but you'll find when you actually go through the work and it takes energy to accomplish a certain task, and you have the ability to say, I finished that, I wrote it down, I scratched it out now, check the box, here's the photos, I did it, let's go to something else now. You get that actual natural gratification, that serotonin boost from actually having to do something. And so again, when you add proper supplements and you add a proper lifestyle, you'll be shocked on how much better you feel physically and mentally. And that's what I really encourage a lot of people to do right now, because I'm getting that question a lot about people being depressed, dealing with issues. Life's coming at you whether you want to or not. Certain things you can't control. Some things you may be able to control. But the one thing you can always control is your mind. And one of the best ways to control your mind is to control how you think and control the nutrients you pump into your mind to get the best out of it. And that's what I encourage most people to do right now, is really get your mind right. Because probably some wild stuff happening. Are we going to be able to control it? Probably not. Is it going to be wild? Probably so. So best thing you can do is just smile at it and wait for it to happen and get prepared for it, in my opinion.
You're exactly right. And how we navigate through that and how we are able to navigate through that is really what is going to set us off from the rest. So you're 100% accurate. Folks, teamhealthmasters.com. I didn't mention the radio show. If you want an informational download, I'm going to tell you what, their radio show is a must listen. It's Monday through Friday. There it is right there. I'll put the link to the show in the program description box, and you can drill down and listen to the archives. A fascinating, fast-paced, information-laden program. I'm telling you what, it's a fantastic show. That's the Ted and Austin Brower Show. And, of course, folks, after the show tonight, go to teamhealthmasters.com. Take advantage of the HR5 coupon code and stock up. And you know what? Gift someone, if you can, gift someone a bottle of the Ultimate Multiple or whatever product you think they might need and like. And and just find out what their response is. Make sure they take them. Otherwise, you grab it back and you take it. But the bottom line is very fine products. And I thank you for making those without the toxins, as we heard of earlier.
Well, I take them and my kids take them. If I can make them any better, I would. I don't want to put trash in my body. That's one of the most important factors. Find out who you're getting stuff from and find out if they take it as well. I'll tell you that right now.
Austin Brower, as usual, I appreciate you. Thank you so very much. You, your family, God bless you and all the work you do, both for us on a physical level as well as informing us, you and your father. Just a fantastic team, and I appreciate that. And folks, don't forget, Ted Brower is going to be a keynote speaker in Wisconsin this weekend, so get your tickets now. Austin, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Doug. It's been awesome being on the show. I will see you guys pretty soon.
All right, man. All right, folks, that was Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. What a fantastic guy. Okay, I got some things I want to get into. You know something? Yesterday, I spent the show talking about fascism, and specifically liberal fascism. And yes, I went slowly through the steps. I talked about the JFK files and the fact patterns associated with the JFK files, or the pattern of facts, whichever you prefer, and what we need to be looking at, because there's no who, there's no smoking gun, there's no admission, at least I don't believe, that exists today in those files. And I saw a comment today saying, you know, I really don't give a crap. It's so long ago that it really doesn't matter to me. And I thought about that for a while, and I asked myself, does this person, this commenter, have a point? And because, look, I don't want to spin my wheels. And I thought to myself, you know what? That person, and I didn't respond, but that person is missing the point, because with those JFK files, it is producing the evidence that has been withheld from us. Why do you think they redacted that, as I mentioned before, that Arthur Schlesinger memo to President Kennedy? They completely redacted that 15-page document. Why? Why? Until now. Why? Because that showed a couple of different things. That offered an insight into current events, whether it is the CIA or the deep state, what they're doing in Ukraine, or what they're doing in Butler and at a golf course in Florida against President Trump, or what they're doing in Central and South America. It also is the template that was used by Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton in her senatorial, as well as a position, as well as her position in the State Department under Obama. It's what Obama and the deep state denizens are using. The template is the same, and they don't want you to see that. And this still exists today. Otherwise, they wouldn't have a problem with you seeing this. And so that combined, when you take a look at those papers, now you're going to have to bear with me here for a second. If you think about what is taking place, the attacks against the Tesla dealerships, not just in the U.S., but globally. Oh, what the hell? I mean, you know, that's just people acting up, acting out against Elon. No, those are organized. Those are really organized by the deep state. Okay. The threats, the swatting. Remember the swatting, the period of time where conservative broadcasters were being swatted? Okay, that's not going to stop. That's slowed down, but it's not going to stop. But that's part of this as well. And people have a tendency to forget about this. When I put together this hour, I was trying to find something complimentary for yesterday's program. And I couldn't get this out of my head. I'm thinking, okay, Andrew Breitbart said politics is downstream from culture. And that's a message that's stuck forever, basically. And when you look at our culture today, what's going on with our culture? You've got this massive, massive perversion with teachers, with academia, with this transgender movement. And you may say, well, you know something? These people are mentally ill. And I don't disagree with that. You know, the people that are pushing this transgender notion and LGBTQ, whatever the alphabet might be. But how much of that is a part of the deep state takedown agenda of our culture? Now, 1963, communist men or communist goals, objectives were read into the congressional record in 1963 by Representative Herlong. And a lot of those talked about the takeover of America by taking over our culture, by assaulting our culture. Okay, so, and then I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking about, all right, you've got these bombings, these arson attacks. They're called domestic terrorism. And then you have these lone actors in some cases. You know, you've got people that walk by in Kia Tesla, okay? And then you've got I saw one video where a man, a woman, and a couple of kids essentially doing the same thing. And there's different levels, okay? So what's the cause here of all of this? You know, when you look at history, you look at Obergefell. Well, you can go back into the 60s and you can see when prayer was taken out of our schools. That was an attack on Christianity. You can see the Roe v. Wade decision. That was a hell of an attack against the biblical family, the passage of that, the allowance for infanticide. Many, many books have been written about that. And then you had the Obergefell decision for homosexual marriage, homosexual unions. What a cluster that was. But was it really? Was it just a bad ruling? No. No. This was a planned tactic, a planned event. Now, am I saying that the Supreme Court was, quote, in on it, you know? I do suspect that there was something with perhaps two of the associate justices that created, that compelled them to vote the way they did. And I'm not going to get into that, but yeah, I'm sure you can figure that out. So I was looking at both 20th century history as well as more recent history, 21st century history. I found this. There was a letter by Obama. Now, this is during his second term, at the end of his second term. And you know Obama, of course, wanted to fundamentally change this country. And he did many, many, many executive actions, orders, and things like that. He did many of those that really had an impact on our culture. And I found this on May 6, 2016. Obama, and this was written up in, I think it was Time Magazine. And Eric the Tech, if you don't mind putting that up next to me or in place of me, that's fine. There's a video that goes along with this. Essentially, you can read it. I mean, it just kind of tells you what the article is about. But bathrooms became the new frontier, the battleground. The Obama regime, what they had done is to warn public schools to allow mentally ill transgender students, and I use that term painfully, because really, transgender, it's a mentally ill individual or a groomed person, to use the bathroom of their choice. If not, then, hey, you know what? You can lose funding. It wasn't a legal order. Schools could face lawsuits or cut in federal funding if they didn't allow this to happen. And the rationale behind this is federal law requires to protect students from discrimination based on sex. Now, this is where many people will say, well, America began losing its marbles, right? No. They were forced. Americans were forced to comply. This is so important to understand. The Department of Justice under Loretta Lynch, and remember these names, under Loretta Lynch, sued North Carolina over a law that limits public restroom use for transgender people. In other words, keep guys in the guys' bathroom, keep women in the women's bathroom. Everyone's happy, but no. Loretta Lynch is not happy. Obama's not happy. Bill Ayers and all of the social activists are not happy. Is it their ideology? No. It's a means to an end. That's what this is all about. So if we want to trace kind of like one of the midpoints that had an impact on what we're seeing, this is it. And you can read this. I'll put it in the show notes at HagmanPI.com. And this is from Time Magazine. It was written up in 2016. It's a quick read. And it goes into it. It was published on, or was updated on May 13th of 2016. So, but it was published on, May 13th of the same year. So definitely check that out. And why do I mention this? Is because we are not, to me, I don't believe we understand fully. And this goes for me too. I have to really kind of study this. I don't think we really fully understand what the liberal fascists, now it's they're the fascists, not us, what they are attempting to do and how they're attempting to do it. And the reason I brought up earlier the JFK files is because the patterns are the same. If you know what you're looking for, people say, well, this is just a big, for example, in the JFK files, this is just not, it's a big nothing burger. Okay. It really isn't. Why do you think, was it Kash Patel who said something about, well, you know, it's chilling. Somebody said it was chilling. And when you understand the mechanics, in my view, when you understand the mechanics of the deep state, of the people at the time, and the pattern, the fact pattern or the pattern of facts, and the method of operation that continues through today, it's equally chilling, because you have the same, what the JFK files do reveal is the same methods. I'm not going to say sources, but the same methods as they used 62 years ago. That hasn't changed. So you know what to look for. And so this doesn't apply to just like the coup that happened with the assassination of President Kennedy. This applies agenda-wide. Okay, now the MO is changed, of course, slightly altered depending on what the objective is. Again, this is why this to me is so important. So the objective on this, just as the objective was to change leadership and thus change the trajectory of our country back in 1963, it is the same today. But it's more insidious, if that's even possible today. You have this attack by the liberal fascists on all levels. But the one thing that caught my attention today, and I began with the Obama letter of May 6, 2016. That was in the works, by the way, since 2008. But I'm just kind of giving you the highlights of this. Now, here's another thing that happened today. Yeah, I don't think you're going to see that. I don't know. Maybe you saw this. Maybe you didn't. This is cut to in the show notes. Georgia was voting today or yesterday on a bill. It was a Republican bill to block taxpayer dollars being spent on prison inmates for gender affirming care. Now you know what that means, right? So if I'm in jail for a felony, I'm going to be here for however long. Okay, I'm already a ward of the state, right? So taxpayers are paying for my meals and all that stuff. That's just the way it works. And my health care. But there was a bill in Georgia where, hey, you know, here's an idea. If someone wants to change their sex, if they want to, you know, cut off their wang and or change their plumbing, the taxpayers have to pay for it, because that's gender affirming care. Oh, I'm not kidding about this. The Republicans again produced a bill in Georgia, and this is Georgia. Come on, what's going on with Georgia? The Republicans introduced a bill to block that from happening, to block taxpayer-funded sex change and all this other crap in the name of health care. We are so infiltrated by fascists. And again, I'm deliberately using that term, that identifier, because this is how they operate. You go back into Nazi Germany. You go back into Italy under Mussolini. You go back into Woodrow Wilson's and FDR's administrations. You talk about fascism. I can pull out many examples. But let's take a look. This is video two. Here's what happened. Georgia House Democrats, when the Republicans decided to block this bill, the Georgia House Democrats left the chamber to protest this blockage. Now, I want you to think about this. Go ahead and play it. You don't have to play the audio. Just go ahead and play it. It's only a few seconds long. I want you to think about this. What's going on here? That's, by the way, this is a video too in the show notes. What's going on here? You've got all of these Democrats leaving the Georgia House, leaving. And when you look at the, when you dig down deep into the bios of these Georgia Democrats, you're not going to see motivation through this strong belief in humanity and humane. No, that's not it. This is more of an assault and a, they're attempting and really trying to gum up the works and also to produce, or to really foment, foment bad stuff, okay, with protests and such. All but two Democrats walked out of the chambers. Think about that. So, okay, what is happening with the left? They're really Democrat, Republican, it's gone. It's the left. It's the projection of the left. What's happening here? If you think that's just, okay, that's just nothing. That's just, that's Georgia. That's a one-off or whatever. But you see it all over the country. Page 2 in the show notes today. They're coming after your children. Again, this goes back to Wilson. This goes back to really day one, but they, the fascists, the Marxists, the Maoists, the communists within our government, they are coming after our children, whether it be pre-K, kindergarten, or in college and at the university. They're coming after our young ones. Check this out on the screen. The Colorado House Committee in the Colorado House voted 7-4 to pass a radical transgender bill that makes misgendering a discriminatory act, takes children away from parents who deadname or misgender, and pushes gender ideology in all schools, including private and charter. Seriously, read those words again and really understand, including private and charter. So if a child wants to, a 10, 12-year-old child wants to change sexes, or wants to be called Mix or Zir or whatever the pronoun might be, you as the parent could be in a lot of trouble, legal trouble. And this was voted in by the House Committee in Colorado. And every leftist voted for this. Every conservative or person on the right opposed this. Written in this tweet is, Democrats are the party of delusion and grooming. So I was looking at that in conjunction again with the morality, okay, aspect of things, the moral aspect of things, the culture, the assault on our culture. And when you look at that, and just keep that up for just one more second, because I think it's important for those words to sink in. Now, I want to take you back again, to those people who really don't see the bigger picture, there's a bigger picture here. Remember Hillary Clinton? It takes a village, right? Remember that? That wasn't just a saying. That was a way to groom America, Americans, to change our ideology. And again, to me, this is extremely important because children are our future. And obviously, right? Children are the most precious things we have, and grandchildren are the most precious to us. When you look at Hillary Diane Rodham, the Yak Clinton, Hillary, in her upbringing, was groomed to be a radical and a radical organizer, much like Obama was. Hillary made it as a first lady to Bill Clinton in the 90s. And she was a student. And remember, her thesis, her thesis for college, they hid that for the entirety of the Clinton term. But Hillary was offered, after her college internship, Hillary was offered an internship by Saul Alinsky. You know that name, the author of Rules for Radicals. Her thesis, by the way, there is only the fight, an analysis of the Alinsky model. She was a disciple of Saul Alinsky. Rules for Radicals, okay. But it gets worse than that. The fact that Alinsky joined forces with churches, with other entities, including academia, impacted our culture severely. This is back going now into the mid-20th century. I'm talking about Alinsky. In 1940, Alinsky founded the Industrial Areas Foundation, which pioneered community activism. He became the mentor to countless community activists, including and especially one of the most recognized names, Cesar Chavez, which laid the foundation for SDS, the Students for a Democratic Society. Okay, now you might think, well, you're going off on a tangent here. Well, I'm not really. Because it was Hillary's attraction to radical groups and figures like the Black Panthers, like Alinsky, and even, if you recall this, Yasser Arafat. You talk about Islam, the ideology of Islam, and how that kind of factors into this assault on our culture and on everything that we're seeing in the U.S. today. So here's kind of what I'm saying to you. Remember when she became first lady? She had some ideas, and she was talking about the children. Oh, and by the way, not in the way that you think. Also think about, what did she do in Haiti with Laura Silsby and rescuing the children? What about the Clinton Foundation? Okay, so there are demonic aspects to this as well. But what the entirety of Hillary Clinton, I mean, what her goal was, what she wanted to impress upon everybody in America, especially throughout the West, but specifically America, is that the children do not belong to you, the parent. They belong to the state. And you may not remember this or know this, but Hillary Clinton, during her tenure as first lady. She was advocating getting rid of the label or the practical minor status, okay? In other words, you know how you become of age at 18? Well, she wanted to rid the U.S. She wanted to get rid of the minor status. So, in the show prep yesterday, I was looking through my notes and I found this. Again, understand how big this is. And I'll connect everything together here, I promise. Woodrow Wilson. I mean, we could take this back to, by the way, some of the philosophers, including Plato. It's just, oof. But okay, Robespierre. Actually, Robespierre during the French Revolution advocated that children be raised by the state. Hitler as well. Okay, children should be raised by the state. Now, don't forget, these are fascists. Hitler was, well, National Socialist, Nazi, whatever. But the children should be raised by the state. And then I found Woodrow Wilson. The primary mission of the educator is to make children as unlike their parents as possible. Now think about that. You make the children as unlike the parents as possible, their parents as possible. You don't want the parents, according to Wilson and to Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton as well, by osmotic whatever into the White House. No. Progressive education has two parents, or liberal, or really fascist education has two parents. The Russian model of parenting, which I'm not going to get into, and of course the John Dewey model. Okay, John Dewey, the head of education. Why do you think, now take this to the present, why do you think it's so important for us to put education back in the hands of the states? And really even further than that, take away the Department of Education. Why do you think that's so important, that's on the important list for President Trump? It's because of this. When Bill Clinton was elected president, his wife came to Washington and was arguably, and if you remember this, she was probably one of the, if not the most powerful unelected person in D.C. since Eleanor Roosevelt. It's interesting how these first ladies, whether you're talking about Wilson, when he went down with the stroke, she ran the government, right? Just think about the comparisons here. Woodrow Wilson suffered a debilitating stroke. He was pretty much a vegetable during his last, 15 months in office? Who ran the country? Edith Wilson, his wife. Huh. Biden. That guy's out to, you know, who is running the White House? Some say Jill. Did you see the comparisons here? All of this combined show, it creates a larger picture. And again, I think about what Jill Biden was talking about with respect to the children and education. Compare that to Hillary Clinton. Compare that to the early 20th century, some of the philosophers, some of the educators. And now look at the fact that, okay, the parents don't have any, should not have any control over the children. It's the state. So what's the consequence of that philosophy, that ideology, not for the benefit of the children, but for the benefit of the state, which is the very definition of fascism. The term they use on us. So what is the result? You're seeing it. Do you expect anything different? Drag queen parties, the left walking out because, oh, you've got to have, you can't block transgender stuff as you see on the screen. You can't. I mean, boys should play in girls' sports. Well, why even have girls' sports? Everything is upside down and backwards, but it's by design. And it's because of this liberal fascism. I was taking some notes. Forgive me as I try to find the notes that I use. In this case, I was using a notebook. So there you go. But when you use a notebook and you take copious notes, guess what? As Steve Quill says, copious notes, right? Think about this, and this is where I'm going to end this fascism talk for this evening, because I think this is so crucial. If you don't understand this, you don't understand, to me, in my view. And folks in the chat, let me know if this is your view too. If you don't understand what the objective here is and the events that are all components to this, you're not going to understand what is happening and why it's happening today. Why you've got these grooming parties and it's acceptable and these parents going absolutely out of their flipping mind, you know, saying, well, little Johnny here identifies as Sue at, you know, 3 years old. So, you know, we're going to give him hormone blockers and put him in a dress. These are parents. Almost, but not almost making the case for the state. But again, I don't mean that. But you've got all of these signs. All of these signs. Remember, hey, the Supreme Court decision, Obergefell, it's just about homosexual marriages. You know what? Who cares what they do in the confines of their own bedroom? No, 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 no. Because now it's, hey, can I marry my friggin' goat? And every perverse aspect in between. And you see it on TikTok, you see it on Instagram, but no one wants to talk about it because, oh, for crying out loud, I don't want to get banned off of YouTube or Instagram because, you know, or TikTok or whatever, because that's how I make my money talking about this as a conservative. So I don't dare talk against, this because I need the money. I need the clicks. I need the ad revenue. I'm not like that. You're not either, folks. I know you're not either. But, you know, I want to show you one last thing. I'm totally switching gears on this. I'm going to end that fascism talk right now. We are in trouble. We had a major loss today, and we had a major loss in Wisconsin. And one of the, I believe, one of the greatest political minds, both historically and current. And I say this because the conversations I've had with him, you know, I mean, Victor Davis Hanson is fantastic, right? Mark Levin, in my view, constitutionally fantastic. But when you get down into the mud, I'll tell you who's fantastic is Roger Stone. So in Wisconsin today, there was a vote for the Supreme Court justice in Wisconsin. Who will ultimately, now this is a Soros-backed candidate that won. But there was a lot of shenanigans that took place in Wisconsin. Remember, we have not fixed any of this. Just as, and I'm going to kind of divert a little bit, just as the Arizona situation was never fixed, you have so-called people on the right involved in this kind of BS, this deep state crap. They're being paid off by cartels, and they're being paid off through operations, whether it be Ukraine money laundering or whatever. Even at that county level, Maricopa County, these people are heavily involved in this kind of, so. But this speaks of a wider problem, because what Wisconsin means, this loss in Wisconsin to a Soros-backed, rabid, anti-family, pro-groomer, children belong to the state, same thing. What's going to happen here is this is going to cost us in the midterms, the House. How? Through gerrymandering. So the culture war that I spoke of, the fascists that have been slowly but methodically taking over within the U.S., and then calling us fascists, by the way, calling Elon Musk a fascist. Really? They don't even know what the word is. And somebody quoted me on X. Thank you so much. I was quoting George Orwell about fascism and about the elasticity of that term, fascism. Fascism, really, to paraphrase Orwell, is nothing more than you throw that word out when you want to just call somebody undesirable or just somebody that you just don't like. Simple as that. But what happened in Wisconsin is important because it shows the grips of the true fascists, the true globalists, the true deep state. They're still alive and kicking. But Roger Stone was with Alex Jones today. And again, having spoken with him in the past about the different things. And by the way, his book on LBJ and the JFK assassination, as I mentioned yesterday, you talk about coups and you talk about the fascist, that whole concept of taking down a constitutional republic through fascism or using that as the modal means to do so. Again, this hasn't changed. Apply that to the voting irregularities. Apply that to the people on the payroll to create fraud. Not just enable fraud, but to create it. Here's Roger Stone. This is cut one. Now, this is a long clip, but I'm going to interrupt it here with your permission. I'm going to interrupt it here once in just a couple of times. We're not going to play the entire 10 minutes. You can watch it again, HagmanPI.com. Click on the title. and below that is are the links. But let's go ahead and start cut one.
It's really, Alex, it's a matter of simple math. The numbers just don't add up. Schimmel had an enormous turnout for an off-year race. He actually got 1,063,204 votes, or 41,000 more votes than the leading Democrat candidate for Supreme Court did 4 years ago. She got about the same number of votes, Crawford, as Hillary Clinton got in the previous presidential election. Republicans actually won the 2019 race for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, with their candidate having only 606,000 votes in the previous election. That would have been 2018. What that means is the Democrats have mastered mail-in ballot collection over a lengthy early voting period and can accurately forecast how many ballots they need in order to overcome Republican performance on Election Day. The fraud was baked in the mail-in votes. How likely is it that the people of Wisconsin passed by 25% a requirement for voter ID on Election Day, which, of course, is completely negated through mail-in voters? So Susan Crawford's campaign, first of all, was illegally financed. Millions of dollars of laundered money, once again, through Act Blue. A 10-page criminal complaint has been filed against her, as well as a judicial complaint. But election fraud is alive and well, and it lives in Wisconsin.
Okay, you can stop that or pause that and drop it. The issue there, the one point that should be clear that this was a statistical impossibility is the fact that you had that 25%. Voting on a very conservative issue, voting favorably, but yet losing that position. That's extremely important to understand. Now, again, why would I bring this up in this kind of a disparate bunch of stuff? Why bring this up now? Well, we've been conditioned when you look at things like, bear with me, the JFK files. There's nothing new in there. Well, you may think that because you're not looking, you're looking for low-hanging fruit. You're looking for an answer that's not ever going to appear there. You have to look again at the fact pattern. You're also, with respect to what's taking place by the really has been going on maybe throughout the 20th century. As I mentioned, Wilson, FDR, again, all of these people, again, I'm driving this point home. Hillary Clinton, Obama, in their different roles, JFK to some extent, FDR, all of these people. When you look at this and you look at the intelligence community operations, for example, COINTELPRO, the mind programming, MKUltra, throw all of this together. Not just haphazardly, but methodically look at the series of events. I could even get into, you know, we talked the first hour about fentanyl, didn't we? Well, what about, and of course, the coming from China is a bioweapon, the fentanyl. But what about the CIA, in conjunction at times with the FBI, in San Francisco in the early 1960s at Haight-Ashbury? That's the same, again, the same template. The LSD, introduction of LSD and heroin into that time in that area and all across college campuses. And remember back in the 60s, remember obviously the assassinations, but the anti-war, oh boy, how things have changed, the anti-war movement, and also the the racial strife that caused cities across the United States to burn. Many people have forgotten about that. All of that is still in play. The reason I brought this Wisconsin race up, very simply, is because it too is a it illustrates both the groups and people behind the fascist totalitarian movement, which is not Elon Musk, which is not President Trump, which is not his cabinet, which is not Bobby RFK Jr. It's on the other side. It's the it's the Jamie Raskins, the Adam Schiffs, and I can go on and on. But it didn't start with them. It didn't start with Obama. They just advanced it and refined certain things. Still employing the use of programming, insertion of deep state assets into every newsroom, every newspaper, every single. And I'm half convinced that there are some conservative, definitely leftists, but conservatives on the payroll of the CIA. I'm telling you right now. Go ahead and just play another minute, if you don't mind, from where that let's pick it up from where you left off on that video from Wisconsin, because there was something else that was said that is relevant to exactly this point. Folks, hang with me just for one more minute. Here, go ahead and hit that.
So again, the transgenderism, the open borders, the World War III, it's all women hired by the globalists with the gimmick, oh, look, girl power. I'm just a girl fighting the richest man in the world. No, the Democrats way outspent the Republicans. They've got way more billionaires on their side. Musk went in on a kamikaze mission, and he'll just fight harder. He wins most of the time, but you never win if you never try. Winners never quit, and quitters never win. Vince Lombardi. So this idea that she's just a little girl from there fighting Goliath, and oh, yeah. But meanwhile, Democrat poll numbers went to a new all-time record low. So to give us the 35,000-foot view and more, the great Roger Stone, the best-selling author of The Men Who Killed Kennedy, Roger Stone.
Alex, once again, we see the danger of mail-in voting. I mean, Brad Schimel, the Republican candidate for Chief Justice of the State Supreme Court, broke all records, getting more votes than any previous winning candidate for the Supreme Court, Republican or Democrat. They did a superb job of Election Day turnout. But the fraud was baked in the mail-in votes. How likely is it that the people of Wisconsin passed by 25% a requirement for voter ID on Election Day, which, of course, is completely negated through mail-in voters? So Susan Crawford's campaign, first of all, was illegally financed. Millions of dollars of laundered money, once again, through Act Blue. A 10-page criminal complaint has been filed against her, as well as a judicial complaint.
Okay, you know what? You can cut that. I didn't realize that was a rehash. But the in fact, later on in that, where Alex did state about the push, you heard him, about the push for these grooming things, transgenderism, like I spoke of earlier. These are all nation-destroying, family-destroying, morality-corrupting, perverse movements that are backed by, sponsored by, paid for by many of the deep state members, from Soros to Gates, who wants you to eat lab grown stuff. I saw that in the grocery store the other day. I'm like, wow. All of this is an attack on us. And the other thing that was mentioned, and I think whoever sent me, it was a comment or email, we have to start focusing now on the frequencies. This is important, frequencies that are being employed through the towers that were erected during the COVID lockdowns. We also have to focus on the geoengineering side of things and get to the bottom of that. By the way, Fauci's wife fired out the door. Yay.